God, we hail you and we worship you. Yes, we hail you, Most High. We hail you.
We hail you.
We worship you.
We worship.
We hail you and we worship you. Yes, we hail you, Most High. We hail you.
We hail you.
We worship you.
We worship.
Hallelujah.
Yielding ourselves to God's Spirit. It has always been the plan of God to increase the consciousness of His kingdom within everyone, because He has a kingdom. Take 1 minute to envision what a royal kingdom feels like, or what it looks like. Take a moment to reflect. Imagine what being a member of a royal family feels like. When we yield ourselves to God's Spirit, we are yielding ourselves to the totality of His guidance. First and foremost, we draw inspiration from the written Word of God. Then, grow from there into allowing His Word to influence our thinking. Because God's Spirit is omnipresent. In fact, you can feel or see the hand of God in everything that is connected to Him. So if you are to yield yourself to His Spirit, then you must learn to allow the Word of God to dominate you. I mean, allowing the Word of God to influence how you think. Hallelujah. Ask yourself, is the Word of God the source of your inspiration? Some of you were victims of receiving the Word of God under threat. And when you receive something under threat, you would only struggle, or most times pretend, to do what the Word of God is saying, simply because you want to escape punishment. But when you receive the Word of God at the initial stage with love, and you see reasons, it was properly explained to you what you stand to get by adopting the Word of God as your standard, you would wish to even do more. But unfortunately, some persons received the Word of God under threat, especially when you are to be newly converted. Repent, for tomorrow may be too late. Hell is real. Where will you spend your eternity? The God we serve is not an angry God who is always angry and ready to destroy you, like Sodom and Gomorrah. Don't you forget that God is love. And it would have been better if the message of salvation was administered with the consciousness of God's love. A lot of people are afraid of the picture of hell that was painted to them. And that's why they surrendered their lives to Christ at the bus station. The slave master's message on salvation is not a complete message. Those who once held you as slaves, what else do you expect from them if they are to preach the message of salvation to you? They will threaten you. But how well have we evolved beyond that point? Remember, God's love is constant. You know, people, the only time they would listen to the narrative that says study the word of God is when you tell them that if you don't study the word of God, something bad may happen to you. That's the only time they will remember to study the word of God. They don't like to be corrected in love because they are being used to threat and hate. Everything we experienced growing up was threat. So threat has become the mode of communication that a lot of us are used to accepting. And that's the reason why when you get to a place, you think that's the way they do things there. When you go and issue threats. Because you were always threatened, you don't find it easy to yield yourself to the Spirit. You only try to please those who brought the threat. You only listen to the messages, behave like the messages because you want to please your man of God. You don't want his God and the wrath of his God to come upon you. It is difficult to yield yourself to God's Spirit when what constituted the message that you heard was filled with threat. Some of you do not know the reason why you cannot yield yourself to the Holy Spirit. In this part of the world, a lot of people are yet to be transformed. They are just ceremonious followers of Jesus. Because most of the time, they do the things they do because of the fact that they are afraid of the consequence that may come on them if they do not do it. Therefore, the people who receive such instructions do things to please those who passed the message across. There's always a punishment for something. What then happened to the book of Galatians chapter 5 that emphasized that we should correct in love? Listen, a lot of us act what would come with when we yield to the Spirit as well. I'm here to remind you that God loves you beyond what you can imagine. And his love cannot be compared with any other kind of love. He loves freely. Now, because of the threats you received when you accept salvation, you find it difficult to expect pure love because the system was dominated by threat in the first place. God is good. Wife will threaten husband, husband will threaten wife in a minute way. When you fall in love with God, it will inspire you to want to read his word. You are not reading the word of God because you have not fallen in love with God. Those whom you love, you always want to be around them. If you fall in love with God, the love you have for God would inspire you to study his word. Hallelujah. Are you in love with God? Or you are after what you can get by associating with his word, the promises? If you love God, you would want to do his will. If you're not even interested in what is in his will, then it is clear that you have never had any love for God. A lot of us are only acting after the fashion of somebody else. You heard somebody's story of how he preached the gospel, he labored in a place of prayer, and people became saved. and that became your source of inspiration, it still does not mean that you are falling in love with God. You only fell in love with that person's idea. God is good. We must yield ourselves to His Spirit. When you yield yourself to His Spirit, you as well will be able to call Him Abba, Father. To them that believe, this concept gave Him them power to become sons and daughters of God. Today, when you see a church filled with numbers, just know that people like the idea of what is happening there in terms of testimonies, miracles. And they sit down to pretend as if they are hearing a sermon that is being preached. And after the sermon is being preached, all their attention is when will the miracle prayer begin to happen. God loves you beyond the miracle He wants to give to you. But since you have reduced the love God Almighty has for you to receiving miracles, then anything can be consulted to perform the miracle. And at the end of the day, you will get it. Yielding yourself to God's Spirit has a lot to do with retracing your steps to the point of your upbringing, to the point of how you received your message of salvation, and how you were groomed. Were you groomed under threat? When I say under threat, was the message constituted by how God destroyed everything and people? If those were the things that eliminated the messages, then you need to retrace your steps and begin to see God from the perspective of love. And upon doing that, at the end of the day, you begin to find yourself falling in love with God, not trying to do something to please somebody or God Almighty. If you are seeing God from the perspective of love, you will understand that God knows that you have a need, and He would be generous enough to make it available unto you. Study the Word of God in your time of siesta, and in the few moments you have before going to bed at night, so that the channels of your spirit will be then opened for the consciousness of His Spirit to be downloaded into your spirit. And when you do that continually, you will come to that point where you will be fully transformed. And when that is done, you begin to reflect the nature of God. May God bless His Word. If you are conversant with the podcast, you can easily locate your Spotify application where you can catch us up by searching Apostle Solomon Paul on Spotify. And we are on Google Podcasts as well with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. We're also on Breaker Radio with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. And under the name Apostle Solomon Paul, you'll find every of our broadcasts, and you can click on any where you can be inspired by the Spirit-filled message as delivered by us in Jesus' name.